Church Drunk, a spirited conversation about faith, reason, and libations. Couple things you should know about this podcast. Sometimes we swear, sometimes we mildly blaspheme. If you're not cool with that, this might not be for you. You should also know we're Catholic, but you don't have to be. Everybody's welcome to listen and hopefully chime in future. As this is our first time, I'm Dizzy, and this is Guess. Guess, what are you drinking for the libation category today?
Well, when it comes to libations, I felt like there wasn't anything more appropriate for Ash Wednesday than ouzo.
Oh, wow. Because
you drink it, and it just kind of makes you go, which is what I think of when I think of Ash Wednesday.
And if you're not that spirit of a drinker, what is ouzo? I did not know this.
It's Greek. It's like anise, licorice-y.
It turns mysteriously cloudy.
Yeah,
when you
pour add water,
it. Okay,
and
when
there's
you add water.
Some sort of chemical reaction that mm-hmm. goes on.
Well, that's special.
And then you drink it, and it makes you feel fuzzy. So it looks fuzzy, and you feel fuzzy. What are you drinking,
I'm not
Diz?
Sure if that's a recommendation. I am drinking something I can recommend for you, a Sazerac, which is still kind of in the Fat Tuesday category. So this will be the last one as we enter the season of Lent.
Yeah, you're
we'll
holding
see.
On.
We'll see.
You're holding on tight.
We'll see what happens.
To Mardi Gras.
Sipping away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're getting started with our first one here. We had a little preview for Mardi Gras, but really we kind of always knew that it was going to come down to Ash Wednesday to get this party started.
Yeah. You know, we've had a little tradition as friends of sharing liturgical year reflections. And so this year, as happenstance makes it possible for us to do this conversation as a conversation with a recording device.
Yeah.
We thought we'd try this. So this is our Lenten practice. We're gonna podcast for 40 days, or at least weekly, for
right.
40 days.
Yo, my God. Nobody wants to listen to us 40
no,
days
no,
straight.
No, we don't want to do that.
No, but I think like it's kind of an exciting start for us. You know, Lent has always been part of, you know, our spiritual practice as Catholics and as Christians, but also, you know, like we've helped each other along that sort of spiritual journey of Lent.
Sure.
And we've done it with Advent as well at times. And so, you know, just the way the cards fell, it made sense to get an Ash Wednesday kickoff going.
Yeah, so I'm pretty, you know, as excited as one can be, I feel, for Lent. As many times as we do it in our lives, there's always still something kind of new to be gained in our own lives that reflects back. So
yeah. It's a little dicey to be like, happy Lent,
yeah.
but not too
kind
happy.
Of, though. I mean,
and I hope that it's blessed for you.
Yeah, yeah. Have a blessed Lent. Jeez, we are not living up to our disclaimers even.
I know, right?
Yeah. So the thing is, I love and hate Lent
yeah.
in almost equal proportions and never at the same time. So yeah. It'll be interesting to see how this kind of changes it up for me personally. So I am counting this as a practice of Lent.
Yeah.
If unofficially.
Absolutely. Well, and I think, you know, like for us, this has always been an important time, you know, like
yeah.
for me as someone who is not just like actively Catholic, but mm-hmm. is engaged in, you know, Catholic life, Catholic ministry. You know, we've
yeah.
talked about like the whole kind of worker
yeah.
in the vineyard sort of mentality. Like Lent is a big deal. But then you also try not to let the pendulum swing too far and have it be
well. And I think
much.
When you are a quote unquote worker in the vineyard, you know, if you are doing this as part of your outward facing life, you can forget to turn it back inward. So mm-hmm. I mean, I appreciate that practice of what am I actually doing for myself spiritually during Lent, and that's something the liturgical year does give me is kind of a grounding and a rooting into place of a sincere faith, at least, which
yeah.
is something that's not a given. You know, you have to, it's so typical, but you have to work at it. So
absolutely.
I'm ready to spring clean in the soul for Lent.
Yeah. And I think our hope this year is that by doing the podcast and keeping the blog and all that kind of stuff, like that we'll be able to take what you and I have done for each other through the years
yeah.
and kind of share that with
others.
An audience, quote
well,
unquote.
Well, and maybe, you know, even
is anybody
here,
listening?
You know, hopefully maybe just be food for thought, but even hear from some people and maybe grow in that way too.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely see it as a conversation.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah.
So thinking about practices of Lent, you know, there's the tradition of giving something up. And in, I think, recent years, it's become popular to take something up for Lent.
Yes.
And those are good things. You know, there's years where I've done it and years when I haven't. And overall, I like to do something
mm-hmm.
For that rooting again.
Yeah. Well, and you know, like Ash Wednesday is always kind of an interesting day in the church. You know, people walk around with this smear of ashes that
mm-hmm.
like reminds you that you're a dirty, awful sinner. And yet at the same time, it's like Look at me. I went to church and got my
right,
ashes.
Right, I think this is the
Did
social
you get
media,
your ashes?
You know, the hashtags or the ash and the ashies. Like,
yeah.
You know, people will make it something. And, like, part of me likes that because then it's
right.
out there in the public a little bit more. But it definitely makes it easy to be like, check out my ashes.
Right.
They're great.
Right. Like, there's the whole concept that you shouldn't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing or whatever that is.
Yes,
but then
go
at the same time, like, you know, Lent is a good time to be a little bit more outwardly mindful and develop some sort of practice.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So we kind of thought that we would maybe share a little bit about what we're giving up or taking up or both. And then kind of for entertainment purposes and spiritual development, as it may be, to take a page out of Father Jim Martin, who's a pretty well-known, I think probably one of the more
he's like
internet.
He's like Stephen Colbert's go-to guy.
He's out there
Catholic
in the world,
faith.
In the media,
as a
Catholic, and he's a Jesuit priest, and he talks a lot about what he gives up for Lent. He's got kind of a fun practice.
Yeah, well, he's got there's a clip floating around out there where he's talking to Stephen Colbert, and they're I don't know how they got to be tight, but somewhere along the line, you know.
Yeah, I don't know either. That would be an interesting thing.
Both prominent Catholics, I guess. I don't know.
I think Jim Martin has published a lot and ended up on the Colbert Report, and I think that was you know, that was history. So sidebar: if you think Jim Martin is an apostate,
right.
You can't stand that Stephen Colbert is a Catholic, or don't think he's real, we might not be for you.
If you're not down with Father James Martin or with the Jesuits in general, probably
right.
like
some people, yes. If you think there's a black pope and he's a Jesuit, instead of the real pope who's also a Jesuit, IMDG, you should maybe not listen to us.
You may want to walk away now.
But anyway, so Jim Martin has a rabbi friend who was his college roommate or a college friend.
Yeah,
they go way back.
Yeah.
And his friend assigns him something to, or some things to give up for Lent. And we thought not to take it exactly the same, but
we don't
want to
rip it off. What was it? He does a spice.
A candy,
and then like a savory, like food
some
stuff
kind
or something
of food.
Like that.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're not going to fully do that because A, you know, like we like to be original. And B, it's too much discipline.
That's a lot.
For us.
You know,
those are three things.
We
want to
have a reasonably successful Lent, and we're already going to take up and give up some stuff. So maybe let's come back to that one. And if you wanted to see
somehow.
That clip, you should just Google Stephen Colbert and Jim Martin, you know, giving up for Lent. So fun little clip at American Media.
Yeah.
So what I am thinking about giving up, kind of also taking up for Lent, is something I have done a few years ago and I liked doing it, so I'm going to try to do it again, which is not sleeping in. I am somebody who's late, or not late, but like right on time. It doesn't seem to matter what time I get up, but I don't get up terribly early. So I think I'm not sleeping past like 5 for Lent. I think I'm going to make myself get up early.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, but I'm taking Sundays off. Like I'll be sleeping in some of the days.
5?
Yeah, because I get up right now at 6.
Ugh.
So, I mean, it's an hour. It's an hour. It's doable. It's a challenge.
All right.
I don't know what I'll be like during that hour. I'm making I'm not going to like stack the deck too much against myself.
Yeah.
I just have to be awake, like upright.
Ugh.
Not in bed. Not in bed by five.
What are you going to do with your extra hour?
I don't know, and I don't want to put that pressure on because it might be moping. It could just be walking slowly around my house as
I
get ready for the day.
We call that meditating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Contemplative prayer.
Uh-huh.
Hey, how about you? Got any ideas?
It's not set in stone yet, which sucks because it's Ash Wednesday.
Happy Ash Wednesday.
For my first trick, I will be confessing that I don't have a real practice yet for Lent.
Oh.
But I think that what I want it to center around is some sort of poetry. So, you know, like sometimes I'll read a book for Lent. Sometimes I'll focus on a particular theme or something like that. I have done some more like contemplative prayer, but I think I want to get into like poetry as contemplative
prayer.
Now,
are you saying like any kind of poetry? Are you looking specifically at like spiritual poetry?
Poetry with a spiritual theme. So I'd be looking, Gerard Manley Hopkins, to mention another Jesuit.
Yeah.
Like
classic.
Yeah. Like kind of kicking it old school, you know, maybe some of the 19th century stuff to try and get into it. Yeah, but like.
Also more valuable maybe than just waking up early. I might have to add in some of those poems.
You know, wake up early, read some poems.
Yeah, just so everybody knows, I have hope for making something valuable of that.
I will read my poetry usually right before
please,
I go to bed.
Please do not call me anytime.
I'm not going to read
mine
at 5 a.m.
Yeah, no.
But that's my goal. And then obviously Church drunk is a Lenten practice for
us.
Yeah,
I think this is kind of the taking up, is trying to write a little bit. You can check us out at churchdrunk.com. We'll try to post some reflections there, but also talking about it and learning about a bit about podcasting. So
it's going to require a little more discipline than what we're used to. You know, like we'll shoot each other, you know, emails or something like that to be like, here's my thought of the day. But now it's like, you know, even if nobody's reading and nobody's listening, which is likely. Sorry, everybody listening. But
no, that's cool. We love you.
We are, you know, like we're putting it out there for public consumption. And that
is, and there's a little more pressure on that.
Yeah, there's a discipline to that that maybe is kind of the next step for us. And that is part of what Lent is about.
So. Yeah, okay. I think we have BS'd our way into a real legit practice that's a podcast.
Yes. So BS legit is our specialty.
Yeah. So you guys can keep us accountable, whoever you may be.
Yeah.
So, all right. So shall we get to it? What are we going to assign each other? So we're going to do this. We don't know what the other person has chosen. We did sort of bar some things out because, once again, we're trying to be somewhat successful.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, in the spirit of Jim Martin, who is assigned three things every year.
Yeah. We're only doing one because we're amateurs.
Yeah. We're not doing three. But
so what am I? What am I abstaining from this?
You're giving up dizzy. Avocados. You're giving up avocados. Oh,
I did not see that coming.
For Lent,
and it's kind of the season.
Yeah.
Where those are more available to us. That's a tough one because I actually, when you told me it would be something that I use in all different ways, I actually do eat that for like three meals a day sometimes. Yeah. Not the same day, but it could be any meal for me. Like I would eat it for breakfast.
It could be lunch.
Yeah,
it could
be and they're delicious.
You could put in a salad. You could make
and like
guacamole.
Sometimes when I order things at restaurants, if it has avocado, I am more likely to order it. So that was wise.
You have to order your burritos sans guacamole for 40 days.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was feeling kind of guilty about the one I'd chosen for you and was going to offer you an option, and I still will, but I would just like to
No, I just dropped the hammer on you. Don't give me an option. Give me an option.
So there's a broader way or a more narrow way.
Okay.
And you can read it as you will.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I was going to say that for this 40 days of Lent, you're getting scurvy. There will be no citrus in your life.
Oh, okay.
But if you wish, you may say just oranges or just limes or just lemons. No. Although I think lemons and limes kind of go together. So if you want to narrow it, you may. Also something that you enjoy in a variety of ways.
Yeah, we can do no citrus. Mm-hmm. Now, in the spirit of church drunk, I do have to ask a question.
Yeah.
Looking at your Sazerac right
now. It's beautiful,
and
you helped prepare it.
There is a lovely orange peel garnish.
Would you like to have your last sip?
So I guess that answers my question, that there's no citrus components.
Listen.
I can't shave a little lime zest into...
You're only cheating God. So it's up to you, you know, what you decide you're going to do.
I've done it before.
He's not going to be surprised.
No.
If you put an orange peel in your drink and, like, don't eat it.
God, would
but
silly.
It's up
Here
to you.
Again.
This is your Lenten practice. And I do think it's a little bit of a strong one. So, I mean, like I said, I would understand if you want to choose a citrus fruit.
I think those are pretty equivalent. That, like, no citrus.
Because you mostly
and
just
no
use them in drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Like, all the citrus are equivalent. Okay.
No. I'm saying, avocado is versatile. You can use it in a lot of stuff. Therefore, I think if I just chose one type of citrus, then it wouldn't necessarily be equivalent, right? Because I could be like, all right, well, I'm not going to use limes, but then I can use lemons, which are a pretty good substitute, right? So I think no citrus.
Avocado.
Now I do have another clarifying question. Maybe I'm asking too much. Okay. How do we feel about pineapple? Because pineapple has citric acid, but it's not a citrus fruit.
I consider citrus fruit to be lemon, lime, orange.
I'm having a lot of pineapple.
Perhaps
cocktails.
A grapefruit.
This is the Lent of pina coladas.
Oh my gosh. I feel like this is in my interest actually too. That sounds fine to me. So I think I will miss avocado. I will notice that. So I think that's a good choice.
Yeah, citrus is actually a pretty good call.
So we'll see how this goes for us.
All right.
So
fair enough.
Dizzy without avocado.
Yeah. And
guess with no citrus.
Sans citrus.
Yep.
All right.
Cool.
We can do this.
We are doing it. It's Ash Wednesday.
Poetry, 5 a.m. Two separate things.
Yeah, no. There's no poetry.
No poetry at 5 a.m.
There's 5 a.m. There's a conscious being at 5 a.m. That's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no citrus.
Mm-hmm.
No avocado.
Yep.
We'll make
bringing
a lovely...
some bland food is what we're eating.
We're going to make one hell of like an avocado relish.
You know, that's
Easter.
Very Lenten. Very salty Lent. We'll have a beautiful
be
array of fruits
and... Yeah. And then... And then church drunk.
And we are church drunk.
Yeah. So we're going to build the website out. We'll be blogging off and on. Yeah.
And so let us know what you think. We'd love to hear what you're giving up for Lent or taking up for Lent. You can email us at churchdrunk@gmail.com. And that's a free email address because we'll see how we do after Lent if we get a real one. But we'd love to hear from you.
We may get crazy and start tweeting at some point.
We'll see. We get delirious. We'll start with emails. And if we get one, we'll read it. So that would be fun too. Yeah. You can send whatever you want. And I promise I'll read it.
Yeah.
If it's not from you guys. Like, you cannot send emails to make me read them on the podcast.
I'm pretty sure that I can. You did not restrict me from sending emails via
churchdrunk.com. We'll see how this goes. Hey, I think that's Lent. We're kicking it off.
Yeah. So hit us up, churchdrunk.com. Keep up with the blog. Email us at churchdrunk@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And we will see you next time.
Thanks for sticking with us. Yeah. Weekly podcast here
at Lent. Weekly podcasts throughout Lent.
We hope your Lent starts off strong.
Yeah. And so we'll see you next time on Church Drunk. Church Drunk, it's just like being punch drunk, except we have fancier robes.
Hey.
All right, we'll see you next time.